Okay, the recording and transcription has started. All right, again, welcome to the second of two public workshops aimed at soliciting public and stakeholder input on NDEP's response to Governor Lombardo's Executive Order 2023-003. This executive order requires every executive branch, department, agency, board, and commission to undertake a comprehensive review of the regulations subject to its enforcement. NDEP is holding these workshops pursuant to Section 3 of that executive order to vet our recommended changes, solicit input as to the merits of the recommended changes, and identify other regulatory changes that stakeholders feel are worthy of consideration. A reminder and a clarification that these regulations are not undergoing amendment at this time. This is part of a required review only. Any proposed permanent changes to the Nevada Administrative Code or NDEP's regulations are still required to adhere to the Nevada Administrative Procedures Act, which will include at least two more opportunities for public comment and review. With that being said, I think we will go to, let me share my screen here. One at a time, put together. If you would mute on the phone, please, that would be great. Okay, so let's go to the first agenda. Let's go here. No. Today. No, thanks. I wanted to show it. Okay. I think I can do it here. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. So again, those of you that are just joining, this is the second of two workshops related to proposed regulatory changes as a result of the Executive Order 2023-003. This workshop is being recorded and transcribed. No, I did it at the top, sorry. Okay, so here we go. Here's the agenda. All right, so with that, we will go to agenda item number three, which is public comment on non-agendized items. So we will now take public comment for any non-agendized items. A couple of housekeeping things. First of all, there's a 3-minute limit to any public comment. And if you wish to make a public comment and you have joined us virtually, please raise your hand and we will call on you, and we will call for anyone who has phoned in externally at the end of all public comments from virtual attendees. So again, if you have a public comment on a non-agendized item, please raise your hand at this time. And if you have joined us virtually, please remember to mute your microphone.
Okay, this is
they pop to the top sometimes. Most of the time. Okay, well, I'm not seeing any hands raised from virtual attendees for public comment on non-agendized items. We've got two folks that have joined us via telephone. If either of you have a public comment, please feel free to unmute yourself and make that comment at this time. If you've called in via telephone, you may need to hit star six to unmute yourself. Okay, not hearing any public comment on non-agendized items. We will move forward to agenda item number four, which is the Bureau of Air Pollution Control and Bureau of Air Quality Planning and State Environmental Commission's statements on the review of their Nevada Administrative Code regulations. And with that, with me in the room today from those bureaus are Bureau Chiefs Danilo Dragoni and Jennifer Schumacher, as well as staff Andrew Tucker and Tanya Salida. With that, I'm going to turn this over to Jennifer Schumacher. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Cheryl.
I'll be going over a few regulations that we're proposing to remove or amend. I'll get started. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. So, yeah, so we're about to, these are the regulations that were reviewed from the air bureaus. Some of them, they don't all fit on the screen at the same time. Air controls, parts of chapter 459 and parts of chapter 486A. Great. Go ahead, Jennifer. Sorry about that.
Okay, no, thank you. In the website, there's the view proposed changes, that first link that's Cheryl has up there. And the first regulation we are proposing to remove is under NAC 445B.281. It is the fee for odor regulations. We're proposing to remove our odor regulations from NAC 445B. The odor regulations currently included in the NACs have very limited enforceability and have not proven to be effective in the past. We believe that county and cities are better positioned to respond and address odors and nuisance concerns. In many cases, odor concerns are symptomatic of exceedances of regulated and hazardous air pollutants. And as such, NDEP's regulations in that regard are effectively at compliance and, if necessary, enforcement to resolve the issue. The Clean Air Act does not provide for the regulation or odors. However, our authorities under the Clean Air Act include the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, NSPS's, NESHAP's, and Motor Vehicle Emission Standards. So we're proposing to remove the fee for odors. And I'll move to the next regulation that we are proposing to remove, and that is under
page two.
Thank you. It is under NAC 445B327 under letter D for class three sources. Class three sources, and I'll be talking more about class four sources, are no longer part of the air program. So we are proposing to remove any regulations related to this. The next one is also under that same one, but under F, and describes the class four source, the fees. The next section I'll move on to is also very similar. It's under NAC 445B.0385, which describes the class four sources. Also, the next one that we're proposing to remove is NAC 445B22057, which is the allowable emissions of sulfur from specific sources, specifically for Reed Gardner Power Station. The Reed Gardner Power Station does not exist or have an air permit with us anymore, so we're proposing to remove those regulations. Also similar to this is NAC 445B.2206, which also describes the allowable sulfur emissions for Reed Gardner Power Station. The next regulation is NAC 445B.22087, which describes odors, which I described in the beginning of this presentation. The next regulation is NAC 445B.3526, which discusses required reports for class four operating permits. As I described, we no longer have that program. The few regulations I'm going to list multiple are part of the Mercury program that no longer apply. And these regulations are NAC 445B.3621.3651. .3653.3669.3673. And that concludes all of the mercury regulations that no longer apply that we are proposing to remove at this time. And so I'll move on to the next document. Okay. Next document is called air controls item number 2. The second bullet point. Yep, that one right there. Okay. So we'll move on to NAC 445B.22096, which talks about best available retrofit technology. And there are references and tables to Reed Gardner operating station and also the Southern California's Edison Mojave generating station. We're proposing to remove any regulations in reference to those facilities as they are no longer in existence.
Kendra, do you want me to send this to Brandon?
If you guys can mute yourself, please, if you're joining us virtually. Thank you. We'll call for public comment at the end of the Bureau presentation.
Okay, the next section proposing to remove and or amend is NAC 445B.288. And under section 2, letter F and G, we're proposing to remove these regulations that are related to internal combustion engines because they do not apply anymore due to federal standards. They do not allow these sources to be in significant activities anymore. So we're proposing to remove those to be consistent with federal regulations. Also proposed to be updated is the hours under F in that scenario, or currently H, to update the hours from 500 to 100 to be consistent with federal regulations. The next section that we are proposing to update is NAC 445B.3457. This is the class 2 permitting section of the regulations. And we're proposing to add a regulation to allow facilities to allow to apply for notification of authorized changes. That is under NAC 445B.342 to allow industry to have options to make certain changes without revisions that fit within specific limitations. Currently, it is not clear for Class 2 facilities on how to make these changes, so we're hoping that this will assist industry in making certain changes for their facility quickly and efficiently. So that change is addressed in that 3457 in number 3, number 4, and number 5. And the next section to be repealed is NAC 445B.038, which defines the class 3 sources. As I described earlier, class 3 program is no longer in effect. And our second to last one that I'm going to discuss is the monitoring systems for under NAC 445B.260. It's monitoring systems components contracted for before September 11, 1974. We do not have any facilities that have contracted monitoring systems before this time period anymore, so this does not apply to our regulations. And the last one I will be discussing is under NAC 445B.314, method for determining heat input for class 3 and 4 sources. As I discussed earlier, class 3 and 4 sources are not part of our program anymore. So I will go ahead and pass it over to Andrew to continue talking about further regulations.
So the next regulation that we're recommending to amend is NAC 445B.592, which is under the emissions from engines. We are proposing to amend number 3 to revise it that a new motor vehicle would not need to be to have a smog check done until the fourth registration of vehicle instead of the third. This is to make the regulation consistent with the Nevada revised statutes, which were specifically NRS 445B.285. This was amended in Assembly Bill 349 to make that change, and this proposed change would just bring it in line with that. The next regulation that we're proposing to amend is under Chapter 459 of Nevada Administrative Code, relating to the regulation of highly hazardous substances and explosives, specifically proposing the recommended change to Nevada Administrative Code 459.953451. And the amendment would be to remove the requirement to provide two additional copies of complete applications. This inclusion of these additional applications is no longer necessary, and is wasteful of paper as well as time and resources and management of the documents. So the next set of regulations that we're recommending for repeal would be the entirety of Nevada Administrative Code Chapter 486A. We're proposing to remove these because the statutory authority for all of these has been repealed, and that was done in May of 2019 under Senate Bill 42. And as there's no longer statutory authority for the program, it's unnecessary to keep the regulations. And that concludes the proposed regulation amendments and repeals. And I'll turn it over to Cheryl if we the public comment.
Thanks, Andrew. Okay, so that concludes the Bureau's presentation for review to proposed changes. We can now go to agenda item number five, which is public comment on agenda item number four. So if any of the members, if any members who have joined virtually wish to comment on the Bureau's presentation, or any of the other NACs under the Bureaus of Air Quality Planning and Air Pollution Control, please raise your hand and we will call on you. If you do wish to make public comment, please state your name, affiliation, and contact information for the record. And if your name is difficult to spell, please spell that for us. In addition, please remember that public comment is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Again, with that, we'll take public comment for the air bureaus, and please raise your hand if you have any comments. We're not seeing any hands raised. We do have one. Okay, Brian Bass. Bass, I apologize. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and provide comment.
Hi, thanks for putting this together today. I really appreciate the time that each of you has taken to inform us. My question is pretty simple. If the governor's office declines any of these proposed deletions of regulations and thereby lowers the count to below 10, will your office be obligated to find more regulations to delete?
So I don't know that that's specific to the air bureaus, but this is Sheriff Fontaine. I'll try to answer that. It's not clear to us what the governor is going to do with the information that he receives from these regulatory reviews. We're putting together a report to provide to him. And it's, we don't know the answer to that question, whether we will be obligated to find 10 more or additional proposed removals or not. We have not been told.
Okay, thank you.
Brian still has his hand up, but don't see any other hands raised for public comment on agenda item number 4. Okay, we'll go to the what looks like 4 people that have called in via telephone. If any of the 4 folks that have called in audio only have public comment, please unmute yourself and go ahead and make your comment now. You may need to hit *6 to unmute yourself. We'll give that a minute or so. I don't see any public comment. So last call for public comment on agenda item number 4, the Air Bureau's presentation and associated regulations. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 6, which is the final public comment period for non-agendized items. So any public comment on items not related to the Air Bureau's presentation or associated regulations? Again, please, if you're joining us virtually, please raise your hand. We'll call on you. And again, we'll open it up to the folks on the phone. Feel free to unmute yourself if you have a public comment unrelated to agenda item number 4. We'll give it another minute or two for folks to process. However, I want to call to your attention the items on the screen at this time. If you do, after this meeting is over, discover that you do have a public comment that you'd like to make, NDEP is accepting written public comments on all of its regulations, Nevada Administrative Code. Those can be viewed at the 2 websites that are on the screen now. And we are accepting written public comment about any of the NDEP NACs until 5 p.m. Friday, March 31st. At the email address, again, that's on the screen. And the reason for that cutoff date is our due date for the report to the governor. Last call for public comment on non-agendized items. We're seeing none. We will move on to the last agenda item, which is agenda item number 7, which is adjournment. So this public workshop is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending. And again, if you discover you've got public comment later, please feel free to write us at NDEP regreview23@ndep.nv.gov, and that will get routed to the appropriate bureau. Thanks, everybody, for attending. This meeting is adjourned.